Welcome to Have I Got News for Dave, the news podcast where we go over the week's news with my mate Dave. This week, Dave is away, and so joining me in the studio to replace him is Idge. Welcome, Idge. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Do you feel a lot of pressure having to replace Dave on his podcast?
I actually do, only because his voice is beautiful. Like, what a nice radio voice. I have such a terrible one. I feel like I'm going to get really bad feedback, like that I have vocal fry or I sound Australian, and then I'm going to get angry.
There you have it. We'll do the best to shield you from the bad reviews.
Thank you. Do you have enough listeners?
We've got plenty of listeners. There's millions of them.
Oh, yeah?
We expect Dave back on the podcast next week. And if you want to write into the show and wish him well during his absence, I'm sure he would appreciate that. On to our first story of the week. And this is a news story from Scotland, where the government there have announced that everybody under the age of 26 is now entitled to free dental care.
Ooh, I love that.
What do you make of that, Idge? What's your instant reaction?
Shouldn't everyone have free dental care? Like, I mean, also everyone in the UK, the teeth is so bad. That's such a stereotype that actually holds up, that at least maybe on an international like setting, we're going to get a better reputation. I think we just need to have it.
I think we already have that reputation.
But we could turn it around.
Oh, okay. And we could be the teeth kings and queens of the world.
Yeah, we could be pretty much like Hollywood. You know how like when they open their mouth, they're just gleaming?
I do know.
Yeah. So like, don't we want that? Is that what the Scottish are going for? Is that the plan?
So, but you're saying that the Scottish government haven't gone far enough, like 26 and under, why stop there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I am 27, so I feel a little bit left out. Not that I'm Scottish.
Okay.
So this
wouldn't apply to you anyway. So no. There's no need for you to get upset, you know?
Oh, I'm already upset, but I don't live in the country, but I'm already upset that it wouldn't apply to me because how rude. No, I think that everyone should have free dental. Everyone should have free everything, whatever. Like, I'm full on socialist about this kind of thing. Let's just tax the rich.
Okay. Okay. We've jumped there a little bit. Everyone should have free everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are Idge's thoughts on that.
Because if you're tying it to taxing healthcare, think how much Bezos or Richard Branson just spent on taking a flight up to space or wherever. They didn't even go to space. They went quite near space. How much, like, I'm sure that could fund everyone's dental care for a year in Scotland.
I have to correct you. Bezos did actually reach space.
He didn't, no, he reached, he just almost got there.
That was Branson. Bezos got there.
Oh. Well, like, to be honest, I don't think it's a huge achievement. I don't know why they did it. Do we need to have them in space? Unless they don't come back, which I'm fully, fully think is, should be a thing.
I'd just like to remind you, this was a news story about dentistry. We've gone quite off topic. And would you like to see other countries follow suit with this? What about the countries which actually have low quality dentists? Should they offer free dental care or should they not? Because maybe the patients would be worse off.
I mean, I don't know which countries you're talking about that have really poor dentistry. Like, is that a thing? Is there a report that somewhere in South America, every single dentist is just really shit at his job? Is that a thing?
Why are you picking on South America?
I don't know. I just came to mind. I can change it to Europe or North America or something a little better.
Bit worrying that South America just happened to come to mind when talking about low quality.
I haven't been to, well, no, I have been to South America, but I mean, whatever. The British have such bad teeth. I don't think the dentists in Britain are particularly good. Ooh, I'm making a lot of very salty comments. I'm going to get feedback. I don't know if I want this. You might have to edit that out.
We're gonna have to edit a lot of this podcast, but it's time to move on. There you go. Everyone should have everything for free, and death to South Americans. Thank you for that.
I don't think I went quite there.
Okay, moving on to our second news story of the week. And once again, we are discussing a very big story, following on from the refugee crisis now emerging from Afghanistan. We're going to talk about Airbnb, because Airbnb have come out and said they are going to start housing 20,000 Afghan refugees around the world. Their CEO, Brian Chesky, has said that this week. Idge, what's your gut reaction to that news story?
I love it. That's lovely. I mean, we should give as much help as possible. It's a bit embarrassing that we have to rely on a corporate entity to do it, though, isn't it? Like, really, the governments aren't going to step up and help them. Also, how many people are being airlifted out of Afghanistan? Is 20,000 enough? Like, maybe they should step that up a little bit.
Okay, so once again, kind of going on the attack from a good deed. So what's your personal opinion of Airbnb? Because they've had a bit of criticism in the past few years about their business practices and, you know, driving up rent prices in cities around the world. Do you think they're an ethically good company?
I mean, I don't know enough about it, but I can get on my soapbox if you want. It's a bit embarrassing that, like, I do think they contribute a lot to the affordable housing crisis, but at the same time, people need to pay off mortgages and things like that. So should we be taking that income away from people that own houses? But then also, just owning land in general is kind of wild. I know that's completely out of the topic range. But like, when you actually think about it, owning a piece of land is such an antiquated idea and is so not available for the majority of people. So actually, we're just helping people who probably have generational wealth get richer by using Airbnb. But I'm glad that they're doing this for Afghanistan. I think that's a very good thing. I just would hope that our governments can put some more money towards that crisis, especially because we were the ones that caused it. Like, the West, like, that was a huge issue with us funding the Taliban. So yeah,
we funded the Taliban,
yeah, to fight against the Russians.
Well, we should not have done that, and I for one, I'm sorry that I funded the Taliban.
Okay, calm down.
Okay, so Airbnb, okay, so there's 20,000 Afghan refugees that they've said they're going to give housing to around the world.
Yeah.
Do you think Airbnb should have done this type of thing for refugees of other nations previously? Do you think they're doing it just for the PR? Because obviously this is in the news right now. But where was Airbnb for the Syrian refugee crisis a few years ago? You know, in other nations.
That's very cynical of you. Maybe they just wanted to do a good deed. I don't know. Also, I think they did do something for the Syrian crisis, didn't they? Are you speaking out of ignorance there? Or have you actually researched it?
Look, I'm asking the questions here. who's to say?
Okay, you know what worries me about this is that how long are they giving this housing for? Are they giving it for, like, because obviously, as someone who has moved country, it takes you a long, and they're moving with absolutely nothing from a very traumatic experience. They're going to need it for more than a few months. Like, how long are they committing to? Is it going to be a year? Is it going to be 5 years? Is it going to be until they can afford a place? And like, let's be honest, no one can really afford anything right now. So are we talking about that?
We can talk about that. Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, I already did. Do you have thoughts on it?
No, I'm just the host.
The host doesn't get involved. I just get to rant at you.
I think that's normally how this works, yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, yeah, I feel like we have to discuss it.
Well, we may discuss it in a future episode.
I would like to hear Dave's thoughts on it.
Okay. Idge is calling Dave out to get his thoughts. And if we have time, we may introduce that next week. It could be the feature of Dave discusses the previous week's news when he was unavailable to be on the podcast for the news of that week at the time that the news was happening.
That's a catchy title.
We may shorten the title of the segment. It's time to move on to the advertising portion of the show. As you know, podcasts do not run for free, and we need sponsorship and advertising. Now, last week, we gave a shout out to Epsilon Tequila, and I have not had any confirmations that anyone's bought any, but Let's just pretend that someone did, and therefore advertising on this podcast works. So if you're a brand listening and you want to advertise your anything, then please get in touch with the show and pay us some money and we'll plug your product. This week, we're advertising Deep Heat because I've had a bad shoulder and I put some Deep Heat on it and it felt a lot better instantly. So you should go and buy some Deep Heat. And Deep Heat people, if you're listening, please send us some money because I've just advertised Deep Heat on the podcast. Alrighty, back to the show. So it's time for our final topic of the week. And this story actually broke, I believe, this morning. So this is breaking news. This is really, really fascinating. Now, tell me, Idge, do you remember the musical album Nevermind by Nirvana?
Oh, I saw this. Yes, well, there I we do. Go. The little boy.
Story. So there's quite an iconic album cover, a little baby or a little toddler swimming naked, chasing a dollar bill. What are we, 30 years later, the little boy is now a little man and he is suing Nirvana for using his naked body in their album work, calling it child pornography. And I believe he is looking for a settlement in the tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Idge, what's your take on that?
It's a bit rude that you called him a little man. You're not going to get him as a listener, are you? I don't know. I definitely think the family didn't get paid at all. The photographer, I think, only got $200. So, I mean, whatever. Like, they all have so much money. Just throw him, like, a couple of hundred thou and he'll be fine. I mean, like, to be honest, it is such, like, a influential piece of art that I think he deserves to have compensation from it. Is it child pornography? I don't know. He, like, there was a debate I was reading that, because obviously it's not, the child is naked, but it's not engaged in a sexual act. So is it child pornography? I don't know. I think that's probably beside the point. I think he should be able to decide what he wants to do with his image. But technically, wouldn't the image be in the public domain at this point? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know what the rules are around that. I don't know. No,
there are a few on this podcast who do know the rules. So I can tell you, though, he has recreated the image several times in his life, and he also has a Nevermind tattoo on his chest. Now, bearing in mind he obviously doesn't seem too distressed by it, do you think it's inappropriate of him to then come out and say that he was taken advantage of, that, you know, he's upset about it, that it's ruining his life from a mental health point of view? Is this just an example of the suing culture which, you know, dominates America?
Ooh, a lot of big topics. You know what I think is inappropriate? Chest tattoos. When someone has, like, big writing, it's so gross. I hooked up with someone once who had that. It was honestly the most turn-off, disturbing thing I've ever had in my life. Do I think there's a suing culture problem? Yes. Do I think he should sue? Whatever, go get your cash. I mean, I'm sure he probably hasn't lived up to, you know, he peaked when he was, like, 3 months. Like, that must be pretty tough. Like, he's not going to do anything better than that, is he? Unless he saves the planet somehow. But he's, like, that's the best his life is going to get. Surely he should get some compensation for just feeling like shit about that. Also, if he says that it's hurting his mental health, then it probably is. We should be good and listen about that. We don't know how things affect people. I've never had my photo taken naked and put on an album cover. So I don't know how it would feel.
Is that something that you would want?
You know how I feel about nudes. Just put them everywhere. Why not?
There you go. So if you're a musical band and you're wanting a nude woman on your next album cover, get in touch with the show and we'll take a cut.
You can advertise it.
Yeah, we can also be the advertising segment of that episode. Okay, that's all we got time for today. Idge, thank you for stepping up and replacing Dave. We do hope to have Dave back in his usual spot next week. But if you would like to be a guest on the show, get in touch with us on our social media platforms is what I would say if we had any, but we don't. So get in touch with us another way. I don't know how. There you go. Until next time.
See you now.